Another question. I would like to ask you why we are so fortunate to have such a nice, genuine spiritual master as you, and some other bogus spiritual master. Is this something of karma, or is this a pure mercy of yourself?
Of that, you can think your spiritual master is nice, and that's bogus, but they do not think that. They will think that spiritual master is good, your spiritual master is bogus. But there is standard, there is spiritual master. Spiritual master means he is the best servant of man. One who does not agree the existence of spiritual God, he is bogus. Because he is not bona fide. Murha. One who does not accept the existence of God, he is murha. He is a rascal. He cannot. A rascal cannot become spiritual master.
How come we come to you?
But that is another thing. First of all, we have to know who is spiritual master. The spiritual master is he, Samitpani Sudriyam Brahmanista, one who is exclusively servant of God. He is spiritual master. Otherwise anyone will come and say, I am spiritual. Anybody will come say, I am incarnation of God. But there is standard. That we have to
understand. Most of the people are so ignorant, or they are so weak-built. They are so weak-built that they are easily swayed by, you know, when somebody comes and explains that.
Well, if one is weak, he may be infected by some disease. It requires some resisting power. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that your answer, only the fortunate person, they can get the shelter of bona fide spiritual
master.
Kono bhagyavan ji. Not all. Kono. Kono means some.
Some.
So, as there are Bhagavan, somebody is rich, somebody is poor. This is also due to fortune and misfortune. Similarly, if one is spiritually fortunate, he gets a bona fide spirit.
Do you have any opinions about some of the other Indian masters who have been...
That I have already said, that unless one is bona fide servant of God, he cannot become master.
Specific people like Guru Maharaj.
The Guru Maharaj says that he is God, he said. That he is a bogus. How he can be God? God is so cheap. So only the foolish person will accept him. Those who have no knowledge.
Maharshi Mahesh?
Huh? Maharshi Mahesh? I think he doesn't speak anything about God.
He doesn't say this about God.
No. He is
the transcendental meditation.
He speaks something of material prosperity. He has nothing to do with God.
Kind of training of mind.
That's it. It's like gymnastics. You exercise, you become body strong. That's all.
Sai Baba?
Sai Baba, he also says, I am Bhagavan. That's what his book is. How you can say yourself that you are Bhagavan, Lord? What is your power? What you have shown? And this is cheap. Now, supposing Sai Baba is God, the people accept him, why? Because he shows some jewelry. He creates little gold. Is it not?
Yes.
So, he, by creating gold, he is God. Then the bigger God, who has created gold mine, why shall I go to this teeny God? I must go to this big God who has created gold mine. This is common sense. But foolish people, they have no common sense. Therefore it is called Mura. Mura nādhijānāti pakmāmīva paramapvayam tibhi gunoe bhāvī monita. Mura nādhijānāti. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. That's why most people take the nature is all in all. The scientists, they take nature. But nature is matter. So what is our experience? The matter is working automatically. What is our experience? Matter. Does matter work automatically? What is your opinion?
It's a chain of reaction.
Huh?
It's a chain of reaction.
Reaction, first of all, there must be beginning of action. Then reaction.
The beginning is pushed.
Yeah. That is, I think, Nikon or some scientist, the original motion is given by somebody, then other motions. Just like these, what's it called? Relay wagons. So one Indian pushes it.
Yes.
Then the wagon, another wagon, another, like that. Right from the original. And that is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvatta prabhava. Matta sarvam prabhattate. Iti matta rajante ma buddha bhava samad. Vedanta janmadvasta jataha. The motion, where from the original motion comes, that is Brahma, parabrahma. Aham Adihi Devana. In the Bhagavad it is said, Aham Asamagre. So, they have no eyes to see. Where from the original motion comes? Dijoham Sarvabhutana. These are the steps. Dijo. That is flower and some white flower. From the particular tree, there are several seeds. So, the one seed will come rose flower, another seed will come this flower, another seed. Why? Why not the same? Who has made this variety?
Srila, recently I was reading an article in a science magazine, and space scientist, he has calculated it, and he says that after 67,000 billion years, the universe contracts. And when I start calculating in terms of the yuga, the division and generation, with the help of an astronomer, I reach the conclusion that both the figures coincide. So, do you mean to say that when it was mentioned that after four yugas there is Kali, then it was kind of a vision, or it might have been calculated by?
Not calculated. It is going on regulative way. Just like everyone knows that this month is February. And the month of June, the summer is beginning. Everyone knows. It is not conclusion, it is experience. There is no need of credibility. So one who has got better experience, he can say that. Calculation and experience, just like if somebody says 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, somebody says immediately 6, and another calculates 2 + 2 = 6. So experience and calculation. Less experience, he calculates. One has better experience, he doesn't calculate. One who knows past, present and future, he doesn't require to make calculations. He knows everything. So, God knows past, present and future. And others who are favored by God, he also knows by the grace of God. Because he is here from God. God knows past, present and future. So he simply reproduces God's word, that's all. He doesn't require to calculate. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sahasra yugapadyantam arahatya brahmano vibhu. So Krishna says, now we can say what is the age of Brahma. By Krishna's words, I don't require to be a very expert astrologer or astronomer. I hear from Krishna and I repeat it. Just like child. Father says this is this. I say this is this. The child is not perfect. But when he says, Father says this is this, that is perfect. Therefore, our process of gathering knowledge from the Father, we don't calculate or don't concoct or put theories, no. We don't do that. This is called Shruti. Shruti Prama. Evidence from Shruti.
Lord Krishna says that to Arjuna that when Surya is Uttarayana and people die, they go to Chaturloka.
Yeah. You quote that, then it's perfect. You don't require to make research. Your research is no good because your senses are imperfect. But I know proper vision, if the light is stopped, I cannot see. This is the position of my eyes. So, what is the use of my seeing? It is conditional. So, one who is conditional, how he can give perfect knowledge? One who is not conditional, he can give perfect knowledge. Therefore, we have to approach somebody who is not conditioned, then we get perfect.
I have great difficulty with the meaning of the term perfect knowledge.
Perfect knowledge, what you say is correct.
Under any,
there is no mistake.
Any and all circumstances.
Yes. Yes. That is perfect knowledge. Not like the scientist, the changes, yes, it was this, now it is now changed. This is not perfect.
They
simply change. Therefore we say mudhas.
There is difference between Jnana and Vijnana.
Perfect knowledge is that what you say, that is correct forever. That is correct. Just like man dies. If somebody says man dies, it's perfect knowledge. It's correct forever.
Supposing he is reincarnated.
Huh? Supposing he is reincarnated. Then the dies means the body dies. The soul does not die. Annate annamane sarire. When the body and his body becomes old, just like this plant, I'm using it, but when it is old, no more use food. When I told them, I get another breath. This body is like that. Soul is eternal. No jāte nāmi yate vākadāti. It does not die, it does not take birth, but because he is in material condition, therefore he has to change the material body. Because no material thing is permanent. Therefore, the aim of life should be how to avoid this material body. That is real difference. Jiva satattva jigyasa. That is called adhat brahma jigyasa. This is only reason. How to stop acceptance of this material body. And that is very clearly and simply stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma medipam jujanati saptata prakta deham punajjama. We can do that. That is Krishna consciousness. But if you try to understand Krishna, then you are not going to accept any more material body. That means there is no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more.
But is it possible to leave the life of the grihastha at the same time? Treat it as...
Hey, look, Arjuna is grihastha and a king and a politician. If he could learn within half an hour the aim of life, so there is the difficulty for a grihastha. Arjuna is not a sannyasi. But it was spoken to him only. And Krishna selected that you are the right person. So there is no question of grihastha sannyasi. The person must be right to understand.
But is it possible to develop some such psyche?
Huh?
Is it possible to develop?
Yes, why not? Arjuna was not willing to fight.
Yes.
Then he developed. Yes, I must fight for Krishna. That is development.
So there is no conflict between
this. Vinyasa is also ashram. It is as good as sannyas ashram. You can accept any ashram suitable for you. But ashram means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. That is the difference between ashram and ordinary house. Now this building is called temple, and the next building is called house. Why? The building is the same. But it is meant for cultivating spiritual knowledge, therefore it is called temple. To understand God. The other house is meant for eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. These are the house. So you can change your house into temple, provided you try to understand God. Then is the ashram. otherwise it is house.
But is it possible to jump from Brahmachari directly to Sannyas?
It is not jumping, it is regular process.
One should go through all.
Yes. It's like student. Then he becomes a family man. When he's grown up, then he becomes again a sannyasi. So it is a process. It is not jumping on after another.
Shira, but if you allow one of the devotees to if he wants to observe celibacy at that
time. Yes, that is Brahmachari.
And after that,
after that, he should continue the life of celibacy. But if he is unable, then he is allowed to marry.
Because the sharira se madhyam kalyan sadhana is to suppress your kama.
There is no question of suppressing, regulating.
The same rules apply to women as to men?
Yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That in the society, women, working class and the mercantile class, they are, according to Vedic scripture, they are less intelligent. Women, working class and mercantile. It's like, mercantile, they are after money, that's all. Rudra, they want after job. And women, they are after fulfilling the material visions. They have no other idea. Because there is Brahma, one should know Brahma. They do not care to know. Therefore, they are called Sudra, Sri Sudra, Vaishya. Vaishya. Yeah, so Krishna says, Man hipata vipasritya jeti su papajuna kriyavishya tata sudra sivijanti parana. It is not blocked for anyone. Anyone can get Krishna consciousness. Anyone can go back to home, back to God. Provided he follows the regulatory principle. Then so it is possible for everyone. It doesn't matter whether he's a woman, whether he's working class, whether he's a Shudra or a Brahmana, it doesn't matter. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. They can go. And what to speak of the Brahmana? Kimpuna Brahmana Punya Vattara Resaya. The Brahmanas, they cultivate spiritual life. It becomes very easy for them. Even they can go. Shudra, Sri, Vaishya.
Can a woman become sannyasi?
Why sannyasi? Krishna says, man hipata vipassati. He does not say to become sannyasi. He says, one who tests sansara, me, very firmly. You have to test sansara of Krishna. You become sannyasi or not sannyasi, it doesn't matter. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, Mamekam saranam. In the Jamat says that you become sannyasi. Jamat says. The qualification is how to become firmly fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is qualification. Sannyasi is a process. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, that is a process. Like one who takes directly shelter of Krishna, he is above all these processes. Mantra jas parichari bhakti yogena seva se sagunan samasitta etan brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Those are pure devotees, a barricade, annavilashitasannam jyanatamnavanatasa. Such persons are above with material interests. So therefore it doesn't require to accept sannyasa. These are gradual process to come to the varnashram system, then accept the varna and ashram, brahman, khatri, vaishya, shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha. This is called varnashram system. But this is the beginning of human life. One who does not take to this system is animal. As an animal, there is no such system. And because in this age, the varnashram is not observed, therefore men are like animals. Dharmena hina pasuri samana. Dharma means this varnashram dharma. Jatu varnam maya sishtam gunakarma vivaha. So, if the human society does not accept dharma, then he is as good as animal.
That's where Srila Gandhi was working against.
If I say the truth, he'll be angry.
But you have mentioned
this, I think, Gandhi was a politician. What does he know about dharma? He was a politician. He thought it wise that British government is very strong. Before him, so many political parties tried to become violent, and they are all cut down. This Aurobindo also was the leader of anarchist party, and when he was condemned to death, then he sent his son, this is all useless, let me engage in performing yoga. So Gandhi thought that before him, all this violent movement was cut down by the British. So he took it as a method, non-violent, non-cooperation. And to capture the public of India, India is generally inclined religiously, he became a Mahatma. But Mahatma is different. In Mahatma is not interested in politics. Mahatma anuttu maan prātho dvaivi prujati maasrita. Bhagavati yananla manaso. That is Mahatma. Mahatma has nothing to do with politics.
The term was first applied to Gandhi by
Anipasad. Huh?
The term Mahatma was first used to
describe
Gandhi
by Mahatma. Yes, one can use any term without any sense.
Well, I think it was
by Rabindra Babu. Rabindra Babu was also like that. Barely anyone can. Rabindra Babu was also like that. You are a Babu, but he became Guru. But it is going on.
That means that about this Brahma Sankara, etc., Lord Krishna mentions in Gita.
Yeah.
That means present day society is going
to be. Brahma Sankara. There is no Brahma Sankara. Therefore, all the children, they are Brahma Sankara. And as soon as there is Brahma Sankara population, the world becomes hell. Therefore, we are trying to check no illicit sex, to stop this varna sankara. Now, the varna sankara has come to such an extent that they are killing child, and that is legal.
Yes,
they have come down to such an extreme position.
But Srila, there is a practical point of view also. There is nothing to eat. What will happen?
Who says nothing to eat? That is also their manufacture.
Figures which are published that half of humanity is...
Especially, we are Indians. It is advertised that we are poverty stricken. All over the world, this is advertised. Wherever I go, they say, oh, you come from me. Because they are simply begging the government. But, who is dying? There is, dying is going on. And that death is going on in other countries also. They are dying, committing suicide. And maybe some person is dying out of service. Okay. Sir, you cannot stop it. Suppose you have got enough food. That means that everything is solved. In America there is enough food. Why they are becoming hippies? There is no shortage of food. Nothing. Everything is abundant. But why they are becoming hippies? They are lying down on the street, on the park. And I've seen in London, St. John's Park. They are sleeping and the police is taking a hat. So why? The English nation is not poor nation. The American nation is not poor nation.
Comparative
term,
huh? Poverty is also comparative.
No, I mean, girl, I saw in Amsterdam simply full of hippies lying down on the street, lying down in the park. No food, no shelter.
But the hippies aren't laying in the park because they're hungry and lack food. The hippies are not lying in the park because they lack food.
They must be wanting something. They are in need of something.
But not necessarily.
One body is in need of food, another body is in need of something else. They're needy, everyone needy. That we have to accept. I've seen in Los Angeles, I was walking in Beverly Hills Square. One hippie boy is coming from a very nice house. Beverly Hills, that quarter is decided by all his class. And he has got a very nice car, but he's hippie. Why? His father is a very rich man. He has got a nice car. He might be very educated. Then why is he hippie? What is the answer? That is his need. So that is the question. You may be in need of food, I may be in need of some woman, he may be in need of some money, this way. Everyone is needy. Therefore, ultimately one should search after God when every need will be fulfilled. Just like Guru Maharaj, he went, he was in need of an empire like his father. For that reason he went to the forest and performed all kinds of duties, and when he saw God, he said, Samin kitathosmi varang najas, have no more need. Everything is good. I don't want anything. God said, now whatever benediction you want to take from me. He said, no, I don't want it. Now everything is full. So that is the real need. The child is crying and he's not stopping crying. So many others coming. But as soon as his mother comes, he stops. He understands immediately, now I'm about to say, my mother. So the real need is Krishna. That is missing. That would be Krishna consciousness. All these Western students, they are in need. Now we have got Krishna, this young man, 24 years old, he has got all the desires for India, man. But he is no more after India. He is a sannyasi chanting Hare Krishna. What? His need is fulfilled. He will be playing jugglery, he becomes a god. So the so-called yogis, they are in need. The so-called jnanis, they are in need. The so-called karmis, they are also in need. Only the bhakta, that's who Maharaj, he said, no, I am not in need. Samin chitathosmi, barangana jasmi. So therefore this is the only platform to bring man to feel completely. It is a very important movement, so I request you all to study this movement and help and join you. It is very scientific, authentic and real. Therefore Krishna says, Sarudan Mahapurita Jumavati. If you want to be happy, you have to take Krishna. Then you will. Otherwise not.
Dharma there means the religious sects or duty.
Dharma is duty. Vannasam dharma. That is also given up. That means the only duty becomes to Krishna consciousness. He said, Sarva dharman purittati. In the beginning he said that dharma samasthapana thaya. Yes. Now he said that I appear to re-establish the principle of religion. So, and at the last stage he said, sarva dharma purittati. Then the so-called dharma or religion which is going on in the world, they are not real. The Bhagavad Gita says, dharma prajjita koita bhavata. That all kinds of pretending religion is rejected here. Pretending religion, what is that? Pretending religion is like gold. Gold is gold. If the gold is in the hand of some Hindu, it will be called Hindu gold. So then religion means obedience to God. So where is Hindu religion, where is Christian religion, where is Muslim religion? God is everywhere. And we are obeying, we are just meant for obeying God. That is one religion, obedience to God. Why is there manufacture? This Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, this religion, that religion. Therefore they are all pretending religion. Real religion is obedience. Dharmam to saksat bhagavatpan. Just as law. Law is made by the state. The law cannot be Hindu law, Muslim law, Christian law, this law, that law. Law is meant for everyone. Obedience to the state. That is law. And religion means obedience to God. That one who has no conception of God, no idea of God, where is religion? There is pretending religion. That when the Bhagavad will find dharma prajjita koita bhavata. Or pretending type of religion is rejected. And Krishna also says the same thing. Sarva dharman purittati. You give up all this pretending religion. You simply surrender unto me. That is real. What is the use of speculating on pretending religion? That is not religion at all. Get back. pretending law. Law cannot be pretended. Law is law, given by the state. Since reason means the order given by God, that is reason. If you follow, then you are religious. If you don't follow, then you are demon. Make things very simplified. Then it will be appealing to everyone. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for making things very simplified. Accept God, accept your position as God's servant, and serve God. That's three words. Do you have no question? Is boiled?
They don't speak English.
Oh, you don't understand English?
This is a Sanskrit. What is this?
¿Tienen preguntas?
Pues, hay una pregunta. Es just me expresión de chido. Simplemente, estamos sintiendo la presencia del maestro aquí, que es muy difícil que esté, por todas sus ocupaciones que tiene. Hemos estado aquí con mucho amor.
They said they are simply here feeling your presence, and they realize that you're very busy, so they're simply feeling love for you.
Thank you.
Tenemos que retirar.
Sí. They said they have to go.
Vale. Bien contento.
Ya. Pesar.
Everyone should be surprised.
What
do
you see as the future of your movement, and are you planning to...
My movement is genuine.
To choose a successor.
It is already successful.
No,
genuine thing is always successful.
After you...
Gold is gold. If somebody is fortunate, he can purchase, but gold remains gold. If somebody purchases and somebody does not purchase, it doesn't matter. Goal is goal. So future, goal, future is always the same. As it is at present. If it is gold, if it is something glittering, then it is another.
But there must be somebody, you know, needed to handle this.
Yes, that's what we are creating with devotees who will handle.
One thing that he's saying in this gentleman that I'd like to know, so is your successor name or your successor will be?
My successor is always there.
It's always there.
Yeah. Just like his son is there always. It may come before your vision or not. The son is there. But if you are fortunate, you come before his son. Otherwise, you remain in darkness. Sun is open to everyone. Or Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna is open to everyone. But if you are fortunate, you come to this light. If you are unfortunate, do not. That is your choice. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritrasya Mane Kansaranam Praja. Do it. Now it is your choice. Surrender to Krishna or don't surrender. That is your business. We are canvassing everyone. Take to Krishna consciousness and you will be happy. Now it is their business to take it or not to take it. But he can come, he can ask questions and say, how or why shall I take it? That we are ready to convince him. That is preaching.
Well, when you have come to the United States, you are not...
I can forgive you.
Yes.
So some of you are taken, and some are not taken. So what can I do? I came to give you Krishna consciousness. That is my duty. My Guru Maharaj order, and I will say, right. Some of you have taken, and most of them are not taken. So that is another thing. But I came to deliver you the genuine thing. Yes, sir.
The way you have come is that you have not. You have come as though you don't come from a religion or nothing. You come and everybody fall in love with you. You preach and it's Prabhupada. We cannot deny you're the authority because you know the thing and you're...
But anyway, you take it, then you begin to... Yes. Of course, when you take it out of love,
yes.
That is a fact. Without love, this transaction, because there is no price for it. All other transactions there is, exchange of price. Here there is no price. So out of love only one can take it. Not by paying any price. It is not possible. To pay the price of Krishna consciousness, that is not possible. Yeah.
You cannot force anybody to say, I'm the guru, I'm the father.
Oh, no. Why should I force? That is my business. I am Krishna's servant. I simply say, here is a good thing, you take it. Krishna says that. He does not force. Krishna is God. He can force. But he does not do that. Being see. It is generally not para, it is taken as six.
Six
opulences. Bhoga means opulence. And bar means possessing. Bhagavata. Bhagavata. Bhoga means opulence. And bhakt means one who possesses. And the first word in Bhagavata Sabda is Bhagavan. You see, Bhava means six kinds of opulence. Riches, then fame, then
bodily strength, influence, knowledge, beauty, and energy. These are opposites. If one is very rich, people are attracted. If one is very recruited, people are attracted. If one is very strong, people are attracted. Influencer, attracted. If one is very beautiful, man or woman, he is also attracted. If one is very wise, he is attracted. And one who is renowned, he is also. So Krishna has got all these qualifications in full. That is the definition of God. Anyone who possesses all these qualities in fullness, not partial. And that is God. This is the definition of God. Not that I can produce 1 ounce of gold. But if you can produce all the mines of gold, are you God? Not cheap God. That way everyone is God.